we're going to be working through this Advent season, the people that God Almighty chose to use in the reality of everyday life, where then the faith that they knew and the faith that we know intersects. And today we're introduced to Zechariah. Zechariah is the first person that we're introduced into the reality of the coming of the Lord, for Luke at least, after the Old Testament message and for silence for 400 years. Luke records for us by the Spirit this account of the coming of Jesus Christ, and Zechariah is the first person we meet. So in Luke chapter 1, 5 to 25, we just heard that account of the angel coming to Zechariah and proclaiming the good news of what was foretold long ago, that in the reality of the world in which we live in, there would be one who would come to prepare the way for the Lord. And really, isn't that what these decorations are about? The Christmas tree in your home, and all the Christmas decorations that your families, maybe your children, your grandchildren have made, and they're put out, aren't they reminders of what we celebrate? They're visual reminders of the reality that we know that directs us into what we celebrate. The gift of faith in Jesus Christ that leads us to the manger where the Savior is found and unto eternity where our life might be defined in the kingdom according to God's purpose, His plan, His joy and delight of welcoming each one of us as a son and daughter of the King. For you and me, being a person of faith is our reality. This is who we are. There is nothing else that defines us in our reality except our faith. Or at least that's what it's supposed to be. That's the intention of the Holy Spirit working in our heart and life. That where reality meets our faith, faith defines that reality. In verses 5 to 10, we're introduced to these two who are called Zechariah. And then his wife, Elizabeth, as well. They're called righteous people, pursuing the very character of God Almighty through this faith that they've been given and longing for that coming Messiah. The reality of Zechariah's life is that he's of the priestly division of Abijah. And the reality of Elizabeth's life is that she's of Aaron's descendants. Both of them are very old reality. And in that reality, they've had to come to terms through faith that they're not going to have children. Elizabeth is barren. And what we're introduced to in all of this is that now Zechariah's priestly division had been called to Jerusalem there to serve the Lord at the temple. And through the customary use of lots, the priestly division cast them and the right to go into the temple, the privilege of serving as a man of faith, to go into the temple and light the incense at the altar of incense in the holy place was given to Zechariah. We hear all of this in verses 11 to 17, where Zechariah's faith and the reality of his calling to exercise that faith in the lighting of the candles, the incense for the Lord Almighty, where they intersect. Maybe our days of Advent aren't going to be quite so spectacular, being called into such a holy place and such a holy calling through the casting of lots and all that Zechariah is experiencing. But maybe there's going to be moments in this season of Advent that stand out for us, real special moments of reality. Like getting out those Christmas decorations that loved ones have made, even loved ones gone on before us, that mark our families' love for one another, faith that we've enjoyed together, to see each other again one day. Some of us, like Elizabeth was experiencing in her reality, this Advent season might be a very lonely time, separated from loved ones that we know. Maybe we won't see them again until we get to eternity. Maybe they're deployed in the military or off working for some weeks. And maybe we'll see them again soon, hopefully. We we pray before Christmas. These are our realities, aren't they? And this is where faith then meets those realities, like it did for Zechariah and Elizabeth. But don't we struggle with this, that so often our reality seems to try to want to replace faith? Instead of my faith defining the moment, reality would seek to overtake that moment and define then who I am, and faith kind of just gets replaced, discarded, shoved to the side, and everything else just comes to the forefront. Is that what God has called us to be as his people? Even in moments of loneliness like Elizabeth, or of wonder and amazement like Zechariah, that doesn't make sense to us? Sometimes our reality fails to submit to faith. And this is where Zechariah would put words to this truth. How can I be sure of this? I want to believe, but I'm filled with a lot of doubt, a lot of anxiety about this, a lot of nervous tension in this moment. My faith is having a hard time submitting to the reality, Lord, that you've called me into your kingdom. I am yours, and you do work for good in everything. Sometimes reality seeks to squash faith. Well, let's just lay the facts out, Lord. I'm an old man, Zechariah said. This can't happen. This can't be. Oh, and by the way, Elizabeth, she's barren. Did you forget that, God? Sometimes reality would just altogether squash that which believes that God Almighty can and does do everything under his power for his glory. This is where faith and reality come together. But our reality so often wants to overcome that faith. Well, many times my reality doubts even the sureness of this faith I've been called into. My wife is well along in years. There's no way that this is going to happen, God. Not the way I see it. There's probably many of us living like that right now. Hard time of year, dealing with loss, memories, dealing with loneliness, separation. Dealing with the mysteries of God's promises given to us through the prophets, that he would send his one and only son, and that son would be sent for me, for you. That he would be sent into the reality of human existence and life, a babe at Bethlehem, lying there in a manger. And yet this is the reality that we celebrate these days of Advent, that God Almighty is working in ways beyond our understanding, our scope. He's working through this gift of faith that you and I have been given for the promise that we know in his coming Son. The promise found in Jesus that sins would be forgiven, and they are. A promise that in Jesus hope would be extended, and it is. The promise that in Jesus, a life defined not by reality, but by the promise and the blessing of faith is ours. And brothers and sisters, it is. And this truth of who we are by God's working and his grace is the reality of the stronghold of my faith. Here we cling. Not to what we know in reality, but what we believe by faith. This is the Lord God at work. This is his declaration. This is his mystery being made known. These are his promises being extended. Yes, Lord, even in the midst of my reality, I believe that. Because this is what you've told me and called me into as your child. And so the angel says to Zechariah, look, I'm Gabriel. I stand in the presence of the Lord God Almighty. That's his reality, isn't it? And Gabriel comes with this message into the reality of Zechariah and Elizabeth and you and me, saying, I've been sent to speak to you and tell you this good news. This is my mission, my reality, to you, speaking on behalf of the Lord God Almighty, Zechariah and Elizabeth. And this is the mission of the word of the Lord that speaks into your heart and our lives. The reality that we have been claimed by the Lord God Almighty in his promises through this one to this one that Zechariah and Elizabeth's son would prepare the way for. We call him John the Baptist, John the Baptizer, right? Because he baptized. And he was found at the Jordan River. And there Jesus, some 33 years later, would come across his cousin and ask him. Jesus would ask his cousin, "Why don't you baptize me?" "No, no, I'm not worthy to untie your sandals, cousin, Lord." No, this must be done to complete God's purpose. The reality of why I'm here, for human beings, for people. And John baptized Jesus, and Jesus was inaugurated into his mission. That through Christ the Lord, the love of our God unto eternity would be made known through his one and only Son. And in that one and only Son, who would give his life for all people and for you and me, who know that sacrifice by faith, have a new reality. A reality that defines our lives these days, that's lived out by faith. And so Zechariah would go home with this good news. And we're told that some months later, or sometime later, Elizabeth would conceive and be pregnant. And she would stay in seclusion for 5 months. And then their baby would be born. And faith would meet reality. When Zechariah came out, he could not speak to them. They realized he had seen the vision in the temple. And he kept making signs to them, but remained unable to speak. In this new reality in which Zechariah was introduced to, as he was going home now to his wife Elizabeth, as they would bear a son and he would be named John. This is his new reality, expressed in faith. Sometimes the Lord God uses the reality of submitting to him as a faith-growing opportunity, struggling, difficult as it might be. The Lord uses these difficult reality moments to strengthen us in our faith, grow us as his people. And after Elizabeth, his wife, became pregnant, as the word of the Lord through Gabriel came true, it's my faith that grasps then firsthand the reality that the Lord Almighty is faithful to his promises. And don't you know that? Absolutely you do. Don't you seek to live that by his grace working at you through faith? Absolutely, every day. And yet, don't we also struggle in the reality of these days? Yes, we do. And the Lord empowers and strengthens and fortifies. He's our stronghold because he is faithful to his promises in the midst of our reality. And Elizabeth said, "Well, the Lord, our God, he has done this for me. In these days, he has shown his favor and taken away my disgrace among the people." Reality made known in a way that Zechariah and Elizabeth could never imagine, but grasped and lived out in faith. In the midst of your reality and mine today, whatever we're facing and whatever might seek to squash or replace our faith, the Lord God is working on our behalf. And through that faith, assuring us, strengthening us, growing us as his people, so that our faith in the midst of our reality can't help but proclaim the praise of the Lord Almighty in the reality of everyday living. And all we can say to that, all we have as a response to that is, thanks be to God. This is his work, where reality meets faith, where faith meets reality. Because of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, our hope, our promise, our life. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, maybe our lives aren't quite as dramatic as Zechariah and Elizabeth's. And sometimes they are, even more. In the reality of everyday living, where reality meets faith, we struggle. We admit that. But we also know that we're forgiven, and in that forgiveness, we're strengthened so that faith meets our reality in your promises and who you are. And the reality that we're your sons and your daughters. So we live there, Heavenly Father. Ultimately, that your name would be glorified and raised up through each one of us to express the gratitude of our hearts. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us your one and only Son, Jesus, the stronghold of my life, of my faith, in my reality every day. Thank you for his presence in my heart and for him to be lived out from my heart into my life, in my reality. Be honored and glorified in Jesus, our Savior. In his name we pray. Amen. Amen. Friends, may the peace that passes our understanding of this Jesus, our reality, may that peace pass out, that passes our understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. And living in that faith, that hope, that life that we have in him. In Jesus' name, amen.